Usually, when you go to see a play, you're anonymous, part of a crowd. The actors can't see you in the dark. You could even nap for a moment. They'd never know. But none of that is true in the type of theater we're going to hear about next.
It takes place in small spaces for small audiences, sometimes as small as one. Intimate theater is taking hold at fringe festivals and independent venues around the world, including Australia, where Neva Grant starts her report.
It's a dark night in Melbourne, and we've just gotten into a taxi. It's also a tiny theater. In the back seat is the audience, all two of us. In the front are the actors, a driver and his passenger, who is directing us into a deserted park.
There's nothing through here.
Just up a bit further.
But you can't take the car through that.
The actors are so close, you can hear them breathe.
Can you shut down the engine?
No. You want me to just sit here and wait?
It's the serenity. Please, that's all I need, 2 to 3 minutes maybe.
This play is about the demanding and difficult people that a single cab driver has to deal with in a single night.
Lady, sorry, I'm on a break now. I can't go anywhere.
No, I'm sorry, excuse me. Your light was on, which means you're taking passengers, so get in the car and let's go.
No.
Chop, chop, in a hurry.
That passenger is played by actress Anna Murray, who says because this play unfolds in a tiny space, there is no escape, none for the audience, none for the actor.
It's almost like you can't be bad. You have to be good because the audience is right there. I mean, I know that's always the case, but I think when there's a distance from the audience, you can separate yourself more and you feel a bit more cocooned in a way on a stage. But I think there's an intensity to it of really feeling someone so close behind you. It heightens the stakes for the actor.
These intimate plays are flourishing on the fringes of theatre and beyond, in Melbourne and Sydney, Edinburgh and London, New York and Montreal. Small dramas play out in cars, offices, elevators, hotel rooms, and theatres built just for two.
Hey, you want to see something? Or, not really like see it, more like hear it, feel it.
This is a scene from a short play staged recently in New York's Times Square. One actor faces one audience member in a red plush booth about the size of an office cubicle. The project is called Theater for One, and its creator is Christine Jones.
As an audience member, you are seen by the actor, and your actions and the choices that you're making are part of the equation. It's almost like a first date. Your gestures, your response will have an effect on how the performance goes, and I think the actors feel that keenly.
In one play, actor Dallas Roberts sits knee to knee with the audience member, but even that isn't close enough.
Actually, I'd like to hold your hands, if that's all right. It's not anything weird. I just want to tell you a story, and we need to be holding hands for it to work, like a psychic or a palm reader or a seance.
Theater for One's creator, Christine Jones, is a Tony Award-winning set designer. When she built the booth for these plays, she considered other small spaces, peep shows, confessionals, even Maxwell Smart's Cone of Silence. The intimacy creates a mood, she says, that can get addictive for the actors.
Because, you know, often they'll be performing for a large group and they see somebody fall asleep in the front row or a cell phone will go off and they find that this opportunity to be so engaged with the audience member, they mostly seem to find it quite intoxicating.
And how about the audience? What's it like for them?
Believe it or not, it didn't bother me. If anything, it sort of made it an even more intense sort of experience.
New Yorker Rick Kay says normally he's the type of person who hates audience participation. But in Theater for One, when actor Dallas Roberts reached out to take Kay's hands, he says he went with it.
Somehow this felt a lot safer to me because there was no one else around. We weren't performing for anyone else, and it was just, you know, a one-on-one experience.
And Kay says, yes, this was a play, but it didn't feel like a performance.
It felt very, very real. I sort of forgot that this was an actor doing a monologue. It felt more like someone was just telling me something, like being in the therapist sort of position. I would even think about asking him a question, but I pretty much steered away from that.
Kay says he communicated with the actor only through body language and eye contact. But sometimes in these intimate spaces, audience members feel compelled to speak up. Performance artist Sarah Jane Norman describes how one woman responded to her one-on-one show.
You know, I remember in the very first performance, a woman came in and lay down next to me, and she just She was just like, oh, you are so smart to come up with this. And she just went, I haven't done this for such a long time.
Norman has performed her piece, Rest Area, in Australia and Germany. As an audience member, you're led into a dark space lit with fairy lights. She motions you onto a comfy bed, then takes your arms and puts them around her. She doesn't say a word. For several minutes, you just lie there and spoon.
They spoon me first, usually, and then it's evolved over time to include me rolling over and spooning them, and then maybe rolling back. And so these two bodies are gradually becoming comfortable with each other and alternating, receiving and giving, receiving, giving.
This may sound more like foreplay than theater, but Norman says nobody has ever tried to make the encounter sexual. What does happen, she says, is that people thank her profusely. And, corny as it sounds, some laugh, some cry.
I think there's a very pronounced sense of melancholy in a work like Rest Area. It's really about a deeper sense of loneliness that many of us experience, I think all of us experience probably in some way or another, whether or not we have a designated hugger in our lives or not.
Sarah Jane Norman says some people say her work is too touchy-feely to be theater. It's more like therapy. But to that, she has a time-honored response. Theater is therapy, she says, whether it's for a huge crowd or an intimate audience of one. For NPR News, I'm Neva Grant in Sydney.
You don't quite have to travel all the way to Australia to be an audience of one. Theatre for One, which you heard about in Neva's report, starts up again in New York City in June. You can look during the summer for the portable theatre booth in New York City's Times Square.
Or to see photos of the booth and other intimate theatres, go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.